7.1. Distractions are everywhere. Take the video quiz. Driving is a serious responsibility that demands and deserves your full attention. Driver distractions may occur anytime, anywhere. A distraction is anything that takes your attention away from driving, such as a billboard, the passengers in your car, selecting a song or operating a touchscreen device, your emotions. L. Robert Shelton, past executive director, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, stated on May 9, 2001, before the Subcommittee on Highway and Transit Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, United States House of Representatives, that the agency estimates that driver distraction in all of its various forms probably contributes to between 20% and 30% of all crashes. NHTSA defines distracted driving as any non-driving activity a person engages in that has the potential to distract him or her from the primary task of driving and increase the risk of crashing. There are three main types of distraction: visual, taking your eyes off the road; manual, taking your hands off the wheel; cognitive, taking your mind off what you're doing. Distractions contribute to approximately 1 out of 4 collisions. Earlier we read that there are over 5 million crashes per year. If we estimate that 25% of those were caused by driver distraction, that's more than 1.2 million crashes a year and more than 3,000 per day. 7.1.1. Driving Distraction Study. In 2015, the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, VTTI, completed a study that followed more than 3,500 participants in vehicles equipped with cameras, sensors, and radar. For 2 years, the cameras followed the participants from the time they turned on the ignition key until they turned the car off. During that period, among the participants, there were 1,600 verifiable crashes, ranging from minor curb strikes to severe police-reportable crashes. From all the data gathered, the researchers found that, overall, driver-related factors that include fatigue, error, impairment, and distraction were present in nearly 90% of the crashes. Drivers increase their crash risk nearly tenfold when they get behind the wheel while observably angry, sad, crying, or emotionally agitated. Drivers more than double their crash risk when they choose to engage in distracting activities that require them to take their eyes off the road, such as using a handheld cell phone, reading or writing, or using touchscreen menus on a vehicle instrument pane. Drivers engage in some type of distracting activity more than 50% of the time they are driving. Some of the leading factors causing distracted driving collisions are cell phone use, viewing or using a touchscreen device, eating. While all distractions can endanger driver safety, cell phone use represents the greatest factor in causing distractions while driving. With cell phone use, texting is the most alarming behavior because it involves all three types of distraction: visual, manual, and cognitive. Text messaging creates a crash risk 23 times higher than choosing to drive while not distracted. VTTI. 7.1.2. Dial D for disaster. In 2013, VTTI conducted a study that looked at the impact of cell phone use on driving performance. The study consisted of following 204 drivers who reported talking on a cell phone while driving at least once a day. During the study, there were at least 400 safety-critical events, including crashes, near crashes, crash-relevant conflicts, and intersection violations. The data showed that text messaging, browsing, and dialing resulted in the longest duration of drivers taking their eyes off the road. Text messaging increased the risk of a crash or near crash by 2 times and resulted in drivers taking their eyes off the road for an average of 23 seconds total. Activities performed when completing a phone call, reaching for a phone, looking up a contact, and dialing the number, increased crash risk by 3 times. There is no direct increased crash risk from the specific act of talking on a cell phone. However, visual manual tasks, locating the phone, looking at the phone, and touching the phone, are always involved when using a handheld cell phone. This makes the overall use of a handheld cell phone riskier when driving. Even portable hands-free and vehicle-integrated hands-free cell phone use involved visual manual tasks at least half of the time, which is associated with a greater crash risk. See footnote number 2. 7.1.3. Cellular telephones. Cellular telephones are everywhere. In an emergency, they can be a lifesaver. In a non-emergency situation, they can be distracting to a driver. Drivers who talk on their cellular telephones while driving are putting themselves at risk of being in a crash or causing another driver to crash. Keep in mind, under Texas law, it is illegal to use a wireless communication device in a school zone or anywhere on public school property while the reduced speed limit is in effect, unless the vehicle is stopped or a hands-free device is used. Texas law also restricts all drivers under the age of 18 from using a wireless communication device while operating a motor vehicle. Here are some tips. Research technology. Several companies and phone carriers offer services that will notify your caller that you are driving and cannot answer the call or text. There are products that will prevent the call or text from delivery if the vehicle is in motion. Turn your phone off or put it in silent mode before getting in the vehicle. Reduce temptation. Lock your phone up in the glove compartment. Pull over to the side of the road to use your cellular telephone. This is the safest precaution you can take. Enlist your passengers to make or respond to any calls or messages. Don't use the telephone during hazardous conditions. If driving conditions are hazardous, heavy traffic, construction, weather, etc., avoid answering the phone. Recognize your first responsibility is to pay close attention to the road. Pay attention to the road. While you are driving, don't take notes or look up a number. Be aware of the cell phone laws in any state you may travel. Several states have banned the use of handheld devices. Remember, driving safely is always more important than using or answering your cell phone. 7.1.4. Are you eating a crash diet? Eating while driving is not only messy, but also very dangerous. It usually involves driving with one hand and juggling your food or beverage with the other. Leave a little early to allow yourself time to stop for a bite to eat. Pull over to a safe location and enjoy your meal. Researchers determine driver risks using large-scale crash-only naturalistic database. Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, February 23, 2016, March 2016, vtnews.vt.edu/articles/2016/02-02-316-vtti-research-distraction.html. The impact of handheld and hands-free cell phone use on driving performance and safety critical event risk. Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, April 2013, March 2016. vtti.vt.edu/featured/?p=193.